I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. How much are you willing to spend on a bottle of fine wine? $30, maybe $60? How about more? And how do we know what makes a wine premium? There are nearly 6,000 wineries in the U.S. African Americans own fewer than a dozen. Stephen Sterling is one of those owners, and he's on a quest to educate African Americans about the pleasures of fine wine. Stephen is a co-owner of the family-owned Esterlina Vineyards and Winery and Everett Ridge Vineyards and Winery. He's also the president of the Association of African American Vintners. Welcome, Stephen.
Welcome. Thank you for having the African American Vintners as part of your show today.
Well, give us some examples of some of the fancier places that your wine has been served.
Well, I guess we'd like to start with the top as one of the most well-known dinner places in the United States for those elite few in the White House.
That's certainly at the top.
Yes, we've had our wine chosen by the White House twice, most recently just over a week ago.
Now, that must feel incredible, but you also have, obviously a much wider market. How did you get into this business in the first place?
You know, from the roots of a lot of African Americans, my grandfather was a farmer in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And my father and my grandfather were home winemakers, basically. In the old days out in the country, you grew your own vegetables to eat. You raised your own cattle or chickens if you enjoyed those things or wanted those things. And if you wanted alcohol, you made your own wine or different alcohols.
It's a far cry from doing this as something that you drink yourself to doing it as the kind of business you have. And it's still a family business, isn't it?
It certainly is. My brother is an emergency room physician, and he's used his chemistry and biology background to make wine for our family, kind of taking it to the next level from my dad and my grandfather. One of my brothers is an attorney, and he has an MBA in small business management. I have an MBA in marketing and sales, so those things added to putting everything together. One of my other brothers manages our vineyards with my father, and together we run our five vineyards and two wineries.
Give me an example of one of your favorite wines that you make. I mean, you know, I know what I like. I don't know that I can describe it, but I assume you can describe some of your wine. So pick one and describe it for me.
Sure. Our flagship wine is our Pinot Noir. From the Anderson Valley. Anderson Valley is certainly one of the premium growing regions for Pinot Noir throughout the country. That's one of the things that great wines come from great vineyards, and that's why this was a natural transition from a farming background for our family. Growing grapes are the backbone of making great wines, and whether wineries purchase their grapes from growers like ourselves or they have their own vineyards where they make the wines. Fortunately, we have both. We have vineyards in great areas, and they make great wines. Our Pinot Noir is really one of the stellar examples of that. Our very first vintage of Pinot Noir in the Anderson Valley won the largest one of the largest wine competitions in the United States. We have Riesling from a property called the Cole Ranch, which is the smallest appellation or growing region in the United States. The property itself is one of the test questions on the sommelier and master sommelier exam. So wine geeks that knows a lot about wines are often stumped by that question, and we happen to own the entire appellation or growing region. So that's a unique thing for our family and for wine connoisseurs in general.
So, you know, despite the effect of a movie like Sideways, most of us are not wine geeks. So how do you get people to understand wine better? I mean, you know, for folks who may go to, and I certainly do, go to Costco or go to the store and just buy a bottle and hope that I pick the right one, how do you get people, especially African Americans, more knowledgeable about what good wine is?
Well, I think it's kind of changing their dining experiences. That's one of the advantages that I think many people that grew up in the European culture experienced. They oftentimes had wine, small amounts of wine, with each meal as they grew up, or certainly at special occasions. African Americans as a culture don't embrace that same experience or pass that on down to their children because it hasn't been something that's part of our culture as much. But just getting people to try more wines and finding out what they like, it's just like food. Maybe when you're young, you enjoy hamburgers, but as you get older, you enjoy steak or lamb or certain cuts of each of these things. You become more and more of a connoisseur of food, and wine is the same way. Certainly, our transition as a country, we've typically been more, beer has been the number one selling alcohol until the last few years, where now wine has taken the forefront as something that's experienced by more and more people. And it's most importantly for us, combined with great food, great food and dining experiences. And as more of our culture gets into more of the artsy and fine wine and fine dining experiences, wine is more of a part of that for all cultures.
Do you ever find people saying to you, okay, it's great that you do this, but your world is so on another planet, and what you do is so ridiculously specialized, I can't even talk to you because I don't know what you're talking about?
Definitely find less and less of that. I think everybody in our the mystique of wine and the exclusivity of wine, those barriers have been broken down to a large degree, and people are less and less afraid to try wine and to have fun with it themselves. They ask questions about some of the technical aspects of it. We're very fortunate as a family, and the other members of the African American Association of Vintners are also from various backgrounds, and they get the same kind of questions that we do.
Well, about, let me just ask you specifically about the association, because, you know, you are a small but obviously powerful group within Vintners. How do you reach out to black wine consumers and try to spread the message about the kind of work you do?
Well, in general, we just simply try to reach out to all wine connoisseurs in general. That's really our target market. We like to have people from all backgrounds really enjoy our wines and learn more about them. We have an event each year at the Copia, which we just held last weekend, coincidentally, that we try to educate people about the opportunities that there are in jobs and in the industry and leisure and fun in the wine industry. Many people start off working either in tasting rooms or they work in a restaurant, maybe as a server, and then they want to know more about wine, so they become a sommelier, or they take classes for wine education, or they become distributors of wine, or they work for distributors for wine for different parts of the country. We had a gentleman who went to Argentina and bought a vineyard and was starting to grow grapes and do it from the farming standpoint. Several of the members of our panel were growers, and so simply farmers. So like growing tomatoes or growing roses in your garden, you learn how to cultivate vineyards.
Steve, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having us on your program.
Stephen Sterling is a co-owner of the family-owned Esterlina Vineyards and Winery and Everett Ridge Vineyards and Winery. He's also the president of the Association of African American Vintners, and he joins us from the studios of UC Berkeley's Graduate School of Journalism.